The word of God for our meditation this morning is from Luke chapter 19. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house." So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, "He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner." Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Many people don't like the IRS. Most people don't like paying taxes. But Jesus tells us, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. Taxes are a way that government provides things for the good of all people, such as police, firefighters, roads, military, emergency relief, help for the poor, and the list goes on. In our text, we meet a tax collector named Zacchaeus. The Roman system of taxation was incredibly unfair and filled with corruption. Zacchaeus is described as a chief tax collector, and it says, "And he was rich." Tax collectors in the Roman system could charge whatever they wanted and keep any extra money they collected for themselves. Tax collectors were hated by the Jewish people, because they worked with the hated Roman government, which occupied their holy land and oppressed the Jewish people. Zacchaeus was one of these traitors in their mind. But Zacchaeus had also learned about Jesus. He climbed up in a tree to catch a glimpse of him as he was passing through his hometown of Jericho. Jesus, of course, knew about Zacchaeus and took the opportunity to say to him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I will stay at your house." And Jesus later explains what's going on here. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Zacchaeus was hated by his fellow Jews because of his profession and because of his greed. Many also hated Jesus because he now would actually spend time with someone like Zacchaeus, a hated tax collector. They grumbled and complained that Jesus would eat with such a man that was called a sinner, a tax collector. It was like a dirty word, and often paired with the other, tax collectors and sinners, tax collectors and sinners. And here again, they take that opportunity to complain against Jesus. He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. But Zacchaeus was no longer an ordinary tax collector. At least not anymore. We don't know details except what Zacchaeus says here. "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." Zacchaeus acknowledges his sin. He acknowledges that he had been greedy and he had probably cheated people. But now he left that behind and did works of Christian love. Jesus' response is very interesting. Jesus says, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham." Salvation came to Jesus, to Zacchaeus' house, because Jesus came to his house. The very name Jesus means salvation or savior. Jesus has come to this house. Salvation has come to this house. Zacchaeus hadn't earned it by the things that he had done, but Jesus brings it to him by his very presence and by fulfilling the promises that are given to all people. Jesus brings salvation for those who don't deserve it. He seeks out those who are lost, those who are condemned by their sins. Jesus brings salvation for all people, including you and me. It isn't just for good people. It isn't just for a select group of people. It isn't just for the sons of Abraham according to the flesh. Jesus says that he comes for the whole world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And St. Paul says, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their sins against them. And notice also what Jesus calls Zacchaeus. He calls him a son of Abraham. Jesus doesn't mean that literally in the sense of being the descendants of Abraham is how you are saved. Zacchaeus was Jewish, that's true. But he was a hated tax collector and would have been seen as a traitor to his people, not a true child of Abraham. It doesn't mean a physical descendant of Abraham, or else most people in this room would not be considered of that salvation. Jesus must be referring to something else. It was to Abraham that God had given the great promises. Three great promises. He would become a great nation. He would live and his family would live in the promised land. And from their line would come the Savior for the world. God said, "In you and in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed." Through Abraham's son Isaac, that miracle child born in Abraham's old age, God kept his promise. Through Jesus, another descendant of Abraham, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary, God fulfilled those promises completely, those promises for all nations. In you and in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Abraham's relationship with God is summarized in a few words from Genesis that St. Paul repeats in Romans. Abraham believed God. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Abraham and Zacchaeus received salvation in the very same way, through faith. And through that very same person, Jesus, the promised Savior, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Of both Abraham and Zacchaeus, we could say, salvation, Jesus has come to your house. Jesus, the Son of Abraham, brings salvation to all who are children of Abraham through faith. This is God's promise and free gift. It comes to the lost, the undeserving, and it brings eternal hope and salvation. It gives life to us when we are dying. It comforts us when we mourn. It delivers us when we are imprisoned by our sins. Because Jesus loved God with a pure heart for the times that we don't, and because Jesus loved his neighbor as himself, as we never do, we are now sons of Abraham through that promise of God. Jesus became our substitute, lived a sinless life, and died for the punishment of our sins. Jesus wants us to know and to believe this, to trust it for our comfort and assurance. Jesus sought out Zacchaeus and brought him that salvation freely by grace. Jesus seeks you too through his word and offers and brings to you the promise of eternal life. God accepts tax collectors and sinners. He accepts you. He accepts me. And he forgives us. Whatever your sins, God forgives you through Christ, who paid the price for them by his holy precious blood. He is your salvation, and salvation now has come to your house, because he is a God of grace and mercy, who loves the whole world and prepares paradise anew for all his dear children, the sons of Abraham, by faith. God grant this to each of us for Jesus' sake. Amen. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.